This is episode 72 of the After Gambling Podcast. And in this episode, we're going to have a special topic because today is Halloween. And yes, I'm speaking a little bit softer today. And no, it's not my creepy Halloween voice. It's just that my family's asleep and I'm trying not to wake them up. Hey there and welcome to the After Gambling Podcast. My name is Jamie. I am a former problem gambler. Now I haven't gambled in over 10 years, and I do this little podcast to share the things that I've learned, tips, ideas, strategies, just overall pretty much everything about life after gambling to help other people, to give you some ideas on what you can do with your life or to help out somebody else that may be struggling with a gambling problem. Today, as I teased in the intro, is Halloween. It is October 31st, 2020, and I wanted to do kind of a themed episode today, but that also fits in perfectly with some of the things that I am dealing with or kind of sorting through in my life. And it's, what are you afraid of? What are your fears? And obviously on Halloween, with all the spooky stuff and scary movies, kind of brought to mind, like, what are you afraid of? And this is kind of going to continue on from the topic of an episode a couple back about self-sabotage. And a lot of these things, and pretty much I think all of these things are probably linked in some way. But when I really start talking and digging into fears, what is it I'm afraid of? And there's some pretty consistent things, just like the self-sabotage is something that I've seen consistently in my life, pretty much as far back as I can think. The fear is another one that's very similar, and it's kind of tied into the same thing. And for me, that fear is just not living up to my potential, kind of not getting the most out of my life or my abilities, my skills, my opportunities, because I know that I am very fortunate. I have a lot of things going for me. I mean, I have some skills that are very useful and valuable that I want to make sure that I apply those in the right way. And that's like even just doing this podcast. It's like, okay, taking the experiences that I've had in life and using them and just maximizing it, right? Like getting the most out of that. And when I really look back, I mean, it was the same fear that probably led me to the poker table in the first place. It was a fear of not living up to my abilities from a business point of view. And I was really, I mean, I was just in college and trying to sort things out. Like, what am I going to do? Like, how am I going to do something that's successful? And so it was an avoidance of that fear led me to the poker table as kind of this belief as escapism. And also, because I had some success with it, I thought maybe this could be a path to where I could go that way. And that would be something that I wouldn't have to address those fears. Right? I could kind of do something that I found to be fun and that I thought I had some decent talent with. And it was ultimately just a way to escape the fears, to run away from the thing that looked scary, which was growing up or getting a job, the real world job. There was kind of that sense of commitment. And I think that's one problem that we have in the world right now is that at 20, 22 years old, we're supposed to figure out what we're going to do for the rest of our lives. And it's just not a story that's true. I mean, so many people are switching jobs and we've never had a time that was easier to switch jobs. You can get trained up and get education from home and learn new skills. And it's just so easy to transition. And if you get into something and you don't like it, there's no reason to be stuck in it for the rest of our lives. But I think there's that fear there with that, that it's like, man, this is such a big decision. What if I get it wrong? What if I screw it up? And I've said those lines in my head thousands of times. And so that fear builds and builds. And then ultimately, we have to find an escape for it. And for me, it was through gambling. And it's been through other ways in my life. And this is a theme that I always talk about, which is these things aren't something that are just the result of gambling. They were there before, they're still here after, and we have to sort them out and understand them and really dig into them in order to understand them to then finally not move beyond them because they're still going to be there, but just better live life knowing how these things are going to impact our life so that we can kind of see them, name them, and then address them. So yeah, this fear of just not living up to potential. And I see it in my work life. I see it in my personal relationships. I see it when I was a golfer. It's like, man, I got to go to the golf course because I got to make sure that I get the most out of my game and get ready for this next event. for golf, it was good because I had that outlet, that place to go and work through it. Where I think I really get in trouble, and I think a lot of us get in trouble, is when we're constantly playing this game, kind of trying to play out scenarios in our head, but we're not actually doing the action. Go back to the last episode. We got to do the work. And I think when we skip, when we go from fear to just planning and thinking, and we completely skip the doing, I know for me, that gets me into the spiral that ultimately really impacts my mental health in a way that few other things do. And then it just builds. And then the fear becomes more of a reality. It's like, man, it's hard to deny this. Like, the thing that I fear is becoming more and more true. And it's, again, one of those things where the path that we want to be on is so far away from the path that we know we are on, that then we look for these grand plans to then get back on track quickly. And that's where gambling comes in. That's where other addictions come in. Or it's just one of those things where we can no longer address or handle that growing gap. And so we escape into something that's self-destructive, that's self-sabotage. So yeah, it's not Michael Myers with a knife, and it's not the scary movies that really hold me back. It's really just those thoughts of failure, those thoughts that, what if you get found out to be a phony, a fake, a fraud? And those are the things that are the things that I'm fearful of. Now, the second half of this, I want to talk about fears aren't all bad. I mean, I talked about fears can definitely get us off track. They can lead us down paths that we don't want to, or we shouldn't go down, when we skip the work that kind of is required to avoid making those fears a reality. But fears, they have a good side to them as well. And I think that's with everything in life. We got to look at these things and don't just classify them as good or bad, but see that they can go both ways. The good side of fear is that it does drive us. It pushes us. It tells us, hey, you got to do the work. Here's what you want. Here's what you need to do. Now go out and do it. And those fears, fear of failure, doesn't have to be a bad thing. It only becomes a bad thing when we just internalize it and we don't act on it. But when that drives us to sit down and do the work, to push through when things are really tough, I mean, it's kind of all the sports stories or successful business stories. When people sit down and they're like, man, I was really afraid. I didn't know how it was going to turn out, but I just kept going. And that fear, using that fear as motivation, as kind of the juice behind doing the work, that's the way to channel that into something positive. To understand that it's not always going to feel good. It's not going to be that instant gratification. It's not going to pass the marshmallow test where you get the thing that just feels good, tastes good instantly. But that fear is something that pushes us. And that's why I think these things, it's not like certain people have fears while others don't. I think it's just a common thing. It's part of the human experience. We all have these fears, and it's how we handle them that really ends up is what we see on paper, which makes really the big difference. Whether somebody uses that fear, channels that fear into something that becomes an addiction, or they use that same fear to channel it into something that becomes an Amazon or Apple, these bigger companies, or even just the successful local small coffee shop that is a great place where people love to hang out, and it doesn't make a lot of money, but it fulfills such a huge role in the society and becomes this gathering point. So I want to make sure that I point out these things don't have to have grand endings. I mean, doing this podcast is a grand ending. It's not something that's going to be stacked up with Amazon or some other business success. But when I look and see that this helps people, like that's a phenomenal outcome. But again, it only happens because when I sit down and record, when I go through months, 4 months, like I just got through, where I'm not recording, where things are just building up, that fear grows. It grows. And I'm not putting out that work. I'm not channeling that fear into something positive. So that's kind of my takeaway. So it's something I'm going to continue to use to motivate me to pull up the mic, see what's on my mind, get it all out there, because this is one of those actions. And so that's why I said this is kind of a summary of the last couple episodes. So hopefully this gives you some more insight. Had a couple people reach out and say, hey, those episodes really, really connected, especially the self-sabotage. And I think that's one that probably will connect with everybody. Just because I think it's just, again, a part of the human condition. Nobody gets out of life without self-sabotage. Nobody gets out of life without fear. So understanding them, naming them, and then being able to apply them, hopefully in a positive way going forward, That's really what I'm here for, right? That's at Life After Gambling, and that's what you're listening to this podcast for. So like I always like to say, I hope this helps. I hope this sheds some light on something that maybe you could kind of feel or sense, but you couldn't name it. You couldn't fully explain it in a way that made sense to you or channel it into a positive outcome. If this is a fear that really resonates with you, definitely let me know. If you have other fears, I want to hear what the fears are. So email me, jamie@aftergambling.com. I try to reply to all emails. I'm getting better at responding to them. Sometimes they take a few weeks to get back to you, but I'll try and be on that email, checking that, getting back to you within a few days. So let me know what your fears are, because also I'm probably going to have the same fears, and that's also going to give me some ideas for future episodes. And so many of my ideas come from reading other people's stories or hearing people reach out, or in my Monday night meetings, hearing a topic and hearing somebody put their kind of voice into a subject, which sparks an idea, sparks something I'm like, oh yeah, that applies to my life too. And that's something I really want to talk about. So you'll be helping out not only yourself and me, but all future listeners, because it'll add some inspiration, some ideas for future episodes. In the last episode, I mentioned that I have a new partnership with Audible. You can go to audibletrial.com/aftergambling. That's Audible, AUDIBLE, trial.com/aftergambling. And you can sign up for a free 1 month trial of Audible. And with that, you get one free download. If you're a Prime member, I believe you get two free downloads of a book. And I would suggest use that if you haven't listened to Mark Manson, Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. That would be the one to check out. That ties in with fear. It's a great read just in general, but it really ties in with this episode. So again, that's audibletrial.com/aftergambling, and check out Mark Manson's book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And finally, music for the show is Something Elated by Broke for Free, and I'm switching it up. Yeah, I'm switching it up a little bit here. Remember, I'm not a doctor, I'm not an attorney, I'm not a financial planner, I'm not a therapist, I'm not any of those things with letters before or after my name, so please seek out the professional help you need. This is for informational purposes, and hopefully it gets you to those professionals to get the help that is specific to your personal situation. So don't delay, go find somebody, especially the therapist. I can't stress just how effective working with some therapists along the way have been for me, so I hope that is something that you add into your life after gambling. That's all I've got. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.